Welcome to Framework. Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen.
There you go. And there you are. No Gornetsky for it Kanetsky. Thank you. back round, son. Chill out once.
The fucking what was that?
For
bang, biggest thing.
We talking about Dennis. Dennis.
Under 3x, you know? Doing some shy from a grease ball. Doggy, doggy. Well,
thank you. pecorino?
It's a mix of the two, oh, parmesan and pecorino. And the way I do it is like, well, I can do it the way that. Just to show you an idea. This is the oil from Metamorphosis.
That's Andrew's oil?
Yeah. He said Andrew Lafkas is not really a Greek name.
It sounds
Greek.
It sounds Greek to me, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, right? Maybe.
So you are listening to Framework. My name is Patrick. I'm here with Gil Arnaud. Welcome to another edition of Framework Ephemera. We're eating lunch at the moment. Gil is a fantastic cook. What are we eating?
This is farfalle alla matriciana, bow ties alla matriciana. This is how it's called. Amatrice is a little village, I think, around Naples.
Uh-huh.
That's where it comes from. It's really spicy.
So if you've been listening over the last couple of months, you'll already know about this new format we're trying, this framework ephemera. These shows that have come about because I'm still on the road, traveling a lot, and as I'm visiting people's homes, musical contacts and colleagues, artists that I've known for many years, it seemed only to make sense to ask them to participate in the production of a few shows. So this is, this is now the fourth edition of Framework Ephemera that we've done on this trip alone. We've done shows with Yannick Dalby, Scott Shirk, Ernst Carroll, and now here in Brooklyn, in New York City, with Gil Arnaud. Thanks for having us, Gil.
Hey, thank you. It's awesome to have you all.
And this is the first one we've been able to do over lunch, which is even more exciting. So we'll be listening to a selection of sounds or a selection of discs that Gil has chosen for us, as well as some of his own work that I've chosen. And we'll let you know the details of what the discs are when we come back next time. In the meantime, if you want further information on any of the sounds, or as always, if you'd like to hear the show again, you can stream it on demand, or you can find the playlist all on the Framework website. It's at www.frameworkradio.net. You can get in touch with us directly via email. We are at info@frameworkradio.net. And if you'd simply like some more information about our host, about Gil here and his activities in New York City. Gil, is there a URL where they can find?
Micro.net. It would be MPLD. MPLD is a slide projector project.
Okay.
So that's the main home of stuff I do, even though it hasn't been updated in a while. But it would be MPLD. Well, let me go over. It would be www.m-i-c-r-o.net/mpld. And this is the main project website. But I would suggest also to get a sense of what's going on here to also see the photofono.net blog, which is a collection of concerts that have been happening in the studio for the last few years.
So we've got micro.net/mpld, and that's micro spelled out with dashes between each letter. Or we've got photofono.net as well.
Yeah.
Which is the performance series that has happened here in the Photofono studio at Gil's Brooklyn home. That's photofono.net. Anyway, if you didn't catch those URLs, because some of them are a bit complicated, you can find them as well, and all the other information on the Framework website, www.frameworkradio.net. .net. Did we finish all that wine? I guess we did last night.
I think we did. Mm. Unfortunately, it would be nice to have a little bit more here. It'd be great.
This is really good.
Thank you. question. Greg. Greg said. Something out for this mic on
Thank you. You are listening to Framework. We've finished our lunch now, fantastic lunch, and retired to the studio where the Photophono events happen, here on Broadway in Brooklyn, in New York City. Framework broadcasts on Resonance FM in London, on Radio Zero in Lisbon, on Radio Campus in Brussels, on Sound Art Radio in South Devon, on WGXC in Greene and Columbia Counties, New York State, and on Radio Marsh, Maribor, Slovenia. Once again, you're listening to a new edition of Framework Ephemera, here in the home and studio of Italian-born but New York-based sound and visual artist Gil Arno. Gil has selected quite a stack of music for us for this edition. We're going to ask him to talk us through what those selections were. What did you pick out for us, Gil?
I picked up things that are just laying on this shelf, that is my working shelf, I'd say. And these are, I think most of them or all of them, things that I've been given at one point or another. So I like that there is this direct connection between people who've made the recordings and myself and the studio. And for example, the one I'd like to talk about first is Ernst Carroll,
who coincidentally was our last edition of Framework Ephemera. I think it's a nice connection that you happened to choose his work to lead us through into the next edition.
Yeah, this is great because what I've chosen from him was something that he made with recordings from this science lab called Heard Laboratories. And in particular, I chose this one, track number two, that's called Laboratory for Chemistry and Physics of Climate and Earth System Change. After Ernst, I think I'd like to play something that Simon Wetham gave me some time ago. It's actually a collaboration he did with Mise en Scène. The next thing I'd like to play is from Wolfgang Gill. Actually, Wolfgang Hill. He's a Venezuelan sound artist who lives in New York. This is a CD he gave me that has two compositions he made on Max and MSP. He's a programmer rather than a phonographer. I think his work fits pretty well anyways. And I see it's called Quantum. What do we have? We have this is a really old one that I like a lot. It's called Sleep Talk Recordings, Volume 1, 1986-2000. It's from Paul Dickinson.
Well, this is the fellow who actually just records himself with a voice-activated recorder while he's sleeping, isn't it?
Exactly. So, and the fun thing about this release is that he asked a legal transcripts society to actually go through the recording and make a transcript of his sleep talking, which is really makes it even more fun and strange and awkward in a way. The next one I would like to bring out is instead from Dion Workman and Martin. Dion used to live around the corner a number of years ago. This was actually made in 2005. I think it might be even the last release he had before he left and he went. He's actually now in Japan, where he's doing a permaculture farm project. So he left behind this big box of records, books, all sorts of things. And so I would like to play this CD that's called South Third, S3. South Third is the name of the street that's just around the corner where he used to live. From South Third, I think we could easily jump to Shanghai, where Yang Jun made a recording, field recordings from a market, from a flea market, I think, that's called Kui Yang Lu. He gave this to me when he was visiting New York not that long ago. From that, I think we could probably jump to Andrew Lafka's release. It's called Making Words, from this big ensemble that improvised on a score that Andrew wrote. Andrew Lafkas is a composer. He plays acoustic bass. He's not really involved with field recording directly. He's more into organizing these large ensembles. And here it's like 11 musicians, and it was recorded in 2010. I was also playing in the ensemble, and I'd read the other people involved were Anne Adachi, Adam Diller, Tucker Dulin, Kenny Wang, Andrew himself, Margarita Garcia, Keiko Iwanishi, Barry Weisblatt, Brian Eubanks, Sean Meehan, and myself also. It's expanding, contracting piece of improvised music that was recorded in the basement of a church in Greenpoint. Agnes, I think that's how you pronounce this name. This is a little bit mysterious and in a way also fascinating. I received this as a submission for possible release on Unframed on the label that I sometimes do a project for. And there was a letter that started with, "Dear recipient, the CD that you have received contains two compositions, 11th and 15th. And it goes on. I don't know if Agnes is a person, if it's a group.
So along with these sounds that Gil has selected, we'll also be listening to some of Gil's work that I have selected. We'll ask him for a few details about those pieces when we come back just before the end of the show. In the meantime, if you'd like more detailed information on any of the recordings that Gil has described, everything will be, as usual, in the playlist. You can write to us if you want to receive a copy of that playlist directly via email, or it will be attached to the play-on-demand sound file of this edition of Framework on the Framework website as of the Monday following initial broadcast. That is at www.frameworkradio.net. Go have a look, find links for all of those releases for Gil's work as well, and find out how you can submit material or make a donation or record a Framework intro. Everything once again via email, info@frameworkradio.net, or on our website at www.frameworkradio.net.
是2008年1月17号，现在是晚上9:14。现在天气很晴，白天在下雪，挺冷的。我现在在上海四川北路和虬江路交界的地方， 头顶上是这个高架铁路线。这会儿已经很晚了，刚才从几个白天走过的市场穿过来，已经没有人在做生意了。白天呢，我走了有电子市场、电脑市场、二手机电市场、机器市场、工具市场，很多地方贴着广告，说回收和经营一切废旧设备。我觉得在虬江路这一带，大概什么东西都可以买得到，我相信。白天呢，我大概见到了有8个或者是9个摇着铃铛收废品的人，还有敲着木板或者是竹板卖蟑螂药和老鼠药的，老是碰到他们。后来这些卖蟑螂药的人都认识我。现在站的这个地方，白天是卖，白天什么都没有。傍晚呢，有一些人在这儿卖 A 片。刚才有一些好几辆警车从这儿开过去，现在就一个人都没有了。总之，在虬江路这一带来回来去的走，好几次都迷路了。这儿大概有7、8条不同的路，都是市场，这其中还有一条是菜市场。我觉得这个地方是可能是上海最喜欢的地方，因为有很多非常非常便宜的东西，当然质量也不好。但是150块钱的 DVD 机用坏了就可以扔吧。还有新疆人在这卖羊肉串。最重要的是，这个地方有很多特别大的、生着锈的机器，不知道他们是干什么用的。对，现在我累了。
Somebody goes wild.
Wow, shout.
You have been listening to Framework, coming up to the end of this edition of Framework Ephemera, here in the Photophono studio of Gil Arno in Brooklyn, New York City. Gil, thank you very much for having us as your guests and for choosing these sounds for us.
Thank you, guys.
Along with the sounds that Gil chose, as I mentioned earlier, we also chose some of his own sounds to include in the show. So, Gil, I'd like to ask you if you can just tell us a little bit about the recordings that I selected from your body of work for this show.
There are three compositions on this CD that were recorded at the Reanimation Library in Brooklyn, which is a really interesting project by Andrew Bacone. It's a library, so I went there and I was making scans of the books and I was recording the sounds from the environment, and I just made this three pieces that were published in a just like super limited edition in a series called 10E from Unframed Recordings. So now it's I don't have any copies left except for this one that I'm holding in my hand now.
Well, it's nice for our listeners to get a chance to hear this extremely limited and out of print release. Maybe there'll be an opportunity to put it back into circulation now that we've pulled it out of the vaults. We hope so. So again, you've been listening to Framework Ephemera with our guest selector this edition, Gil Arno. We hope you've enjoyed the program, and we would like to remind you that Framework is a volunteer effort, and we do rely on listener support to be able to continue. So if you listen to the program regularly, and if you enjoy what you hear, please consider making a one-time or a regular monthly donation to Framework Radio. You can do so via the Framework website. On the right-hand side, you'll see the donations bar with easy PayPal buttons to do either of those things. That's at www.frameworkradio.net. We greatly appreciate any support you can show. That's it for this edition of Framework Ephemera. We'd like to thank Gil Arno one last time for having us in his home and studio.
Thank you, Patrick. It's really great to have you here. Really
great. And we'll be back next time, next week, with our next edition of Framework Afield, our series of guest-curated programs. And after that, our travels being over, back with a regular edition of Framework. So until next time, thanks for listening.